Praise God, praise God, praise God. Good morning. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with a godly breakfast for your soul. Today is November 30th, 2016, and I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Our topic for this morning is 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. This is a continuation of us tackling and overcoming the seven deadly sins mentioned in Proverbs chapter 6. We dealt with the first deadly sin of excessive pride, also known as hubris, how to take away or remove that hubris and to cloak ourselves in love and humility. And then yesterday, we dealt with deadly sin number 2, a lying tongue. Put away a lying tongue. So today, now that you've put away that lying tongue, we're going to deal with how do you tell the truth? 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. For those of you who missed the first deadly sins, you can see all of that on the website, as well as our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, where we're counting down to a fruitful 2017 at feelthefire.com. That's www.feelfire.com. Our scripture for this morning comes from Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, and John chapter 8, verses 31 through 32. While you're getting your word ready, I want to welcome everyone who's on the live call with me this morning. Remember that I host Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's only 15 minutes, including this introduction, the word, the teaching, the praise, and the prayer for the specifically for that word. But I tell you what, starting your day off right with just these 15 minutes sets your whole day for victorious living. By this time, you should have your word, so let's get started. We will first go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 16 and 17. I am reading from the KJV. These 16 doth the Lord hate, yea, 7 are an abomination unto him. A proud look, which we already discussed, and a lying tongue. And that's the deadly sin that we're on right now. Next, go to the book of St. John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 32 from the KJV. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want you to repeat that. And for those who are new, no one else can hear you. All lines are on mute. I want you to repeat, the truth shall make me free. So many times people say, set us free. No, it's not an option. It makes us free. The truth shall make me free. So this morning, these are the 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. Are you ready? Get your pen and paper ready, and let's go over these 12 steps. I'll do the teaching, and I'll repeat them at the end. Step number 1, acknowledge that the truth exists. Acknowledge that the truth exists. Step number 2, acknowledge that your truth may not be the truth. Acknowledge that your truth may not be the step number 3, acknowledge that gaining the fact or that the independent facts do not always equate to the overall truth. Acknowledge that the independent facts do not always equate to the overall truth. Number 4, acknowledge that learning more facts can lead you to the truth. Acknowledge that learning more facts can lead you to the truth. Number 5, acknowledge that the truth is not always pleasant. acknowledge that the truth is not always pleasant. Number six, acknowledge that dealing with the truth sometimes brings rewards and sometimes consequences. Number seven, acknowledge that dealing with the truth, whether pleasant or distasteful, will remove you from having to live in the lie. Number eight, acknowledge that removing the lie opens the door to empowering you to gain more facts, and those facts will empower you to make a choice about the truth. Number nine, I know this is good. Number nine, acknowledge that the ability to now make a choice will empower you to also make a choice about how you'll live within this truth. Number 10, acknowledge that being empowered to choose how you will live regarding that truth in that situation empowers you on how you'll live your entire life. And number 11, choose the right time to deal with that truth to gain victorious living. A few sub points underneath this. Speak the truth at the right time. How will you know it's the right time? Because your heart will be with a spirit of love. Your tone will be with a spirit of love. You won't speak it when you're angry because you'll say things that you will regret. You'll speak it with sincerity. Your goal will be to reach resolution and not continue conflict. And you will also acknowledge your own part. Your own part in having brought by that truth, brought about that truth, and having lived within that lie. And number 11, and I love this one, acknowledge that God's truth supersedes every independent fact and natural truth. Now let's talk about this one in the context of a modern situation. And I just chose a marriage relationship because this is something everyone can relate to. Let's say that we have a husband and wife, and they are arguing all the time, and they are now on the brink of divorce, and they really don't know how they got here. You know, it's been many years and many kids later, sometimes even when the kids are grown, and they just can't figure out what happened. Well, step number one, they have to acknowledge that the truth exists. There is a truth about how they got to this point, and they have to be willing to deal with that fact. That there is a truth. We didn't just get here overnight. We didn't just wake up and after 5, 10, 20 years, not like each other anymore. The truth is the problem has been there unaddressed for many years. Then they have to acknowledge that if your perception of the truth or your truth may not be the truth. You can spend years in marriage counseling or years in church or years in family counseling, trying to argue over who remembers everything correctly. And that won't get you anywhere. You have to admit that maybe the way you recollected is not the actual truth. Maybe the way you remember it is not really how it happened. Maybe you keep removing your fault, your accountability. Maybe you have a tendency to be very sensitive or blame everything on others. Maybe you're one of those people who do not know how to forgive. You can't ever move on. So you have to admit within this story I'm giving you that your truth may not be the truth. Step number three, and within this context that I gave you, then you have to admit that those independent facts within that marriage don't always equate to the overarching truth. So again, we're dealing with 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. And I'm giving you a scenario, and I'll repeat the 12 steps at the end for anyone who missed them. So you got to deal with the fact that the independent facts don't always equal the overarching truth. Maybe there was a time that the wife wasn't doing what she was supposed to do, or maybe the husband cheated, but those two facts alone don't equate to the overarching truth of how your marriage got to this point of divorce. So you would sit there and you would strain over a gnat. I mean, you would be arguing over that little thing for a year, 2 or 3 years, and never reach any victory or victorious living because you just want to deal with an independent fact. Then, moving with step number four, they have to be remembered willing to do what? To admit that if they will open their minds to learning more facts about the situation, it can lead them toward getting to the truth, not your truth, not his truth, not mama's truth, not daddy's truth, but the truth. And then they have to do what? What did I tell you in number five? They have to be able to admit and deal with the fact that the truth is not always pleasant. Sometimes we can't become free and telling the truth because we only want a pleasant truth. We have itching ears. Give it to us in a way that makes us feel good. Well, the truth isn't always a feel-good situation. So then they have to deal with number six, right? That dealing with that truth will bring some rewards, but it may also bring some consequences. The reward could be the reconciliation, but the consequences will be having to deal with your own imperfections. And then what did I tell you they'll do is they now move to number seven. Admit that dealing with the truth, whether it's pleasant or distasteful, will result in, hallelujah, removing living the lie. It is a great thing to be liberated from having to live a lie. Whether it's in your marriage, your job, your home with your children, in your own life, your own mind, having to walk around every day living a lie. Oh, hallelujah. And then what did I tell you next? That when they deal with removing that lie, it will now open the door so that they can make a choice about the truth of how they got to this place within their marriage. And then what happens? Being able to make the choice about the truth empowers you to now make a choice about your life for that situation. And then that, I'm moving on to 10 because of time, empowers you again to do what? Make a choice about your whole life. And what did I tell you, number 11? It's that when you're dealing with the truth, you also have to make sure that you're choosing the right time. This is so important. The right time. How do you know that it's the right time? Because you're operating in a spirit of love. Your tone is one of love. You're not going in with anger because you will say something you regret, I guarantee you. And your goal is to move toward reconciliation and not conflict. And most importantly, you are willing to accept your role in causing whatever the lie has been and having chosen to continue to live the lie. And once you've done all of that, you hit that 12th step. And woo, wasn't that a great step? That God's truth, hallelujah, God's truth overcomes all independent facts and all natural lies and natural truth. And what is God's truth? That you are the head and not the tail. That you should be able to lend, give, and not borrow. That you are above and not beneath. That you and those of your household are saved, that by his stripes you are healed, that a cattle on 1,000 hills belong to you, that you are a called out nation, you're a royal priesthood, you're a peculiar person, that you are ordained for success. This is God's truth. But to get there, you got to make it through those 12 steps. Because what did the scripture say that we read today in John 8:31-32? You'll know this word. And then when you live it and know it, you'll know the truth. And the truth will make you free. Let's go into prayer right quickly. Dear Lord, hallelujah, we come in the name of Jesus. Father, we come thanking you that we've been dealing with the seven deadly sins. We've put away pride and cloaked ourselves in love and humility. And on yesterday, we put away a lying tongue. So now we replace that with 12 steps to living free, being free, made free. By telling the truth. Lord, we ask forgiveness of every sin. We ask today that you help us to comply with these 12 steps, that we live these 12 steps, that we choose to no longer live a lie, whatever the lie may be, but that we make ourselves free. Because there's joy in being free. There's victory in being free. There's goodness in being free. There's peace in being free. There's a sound mind and good mental health in being free. There's great and sound finances. There's great relationships, marriages, hallelujah, in being free. Lord, we receive this by faith. In Jesus' name, amen. For those of you who missed the 12 steps, I'll call them out very quickly, and then we have to end the morning motivation again. They are, number one, acknowledge that the truth exists. Number two, acknowledge that your truth may not be the truth. Number three, acknowledge that the independent facts don't always equate to the overarching truth. Number four, acknowledge that learning more facts can lead you to the truth. Number five, admit that the truth is not always pleasant. Number six, admit that dealing with the truth brings rewards as well as consequences. Number seven, admit that dealing with the truth, whether pleasant or distasteful, will remove you from living the lie. Hallelujah. Number eight, admit that removing the lie opens the door to allow you to gain more facts, which empowers you to choose the truth and what you're going to do about it. Number nine, admit that the ability to now choose the truth and what you'll do about it empowers you to choose what you're going to do about that situation. And number 10, admit that choosing what you're going to do about the situation empowers you to choose what you'll do about your whole life, your whole life, your whole life. Number 11, choose to deal with the truth at the right time. And how do you know it's the right time? Because you are moving in a spirit of love with the right tone. You will not deal with the truth when you are angry because you will regret it. And you will be moving toward reconciliation or resolution of whatever that issue is versus ongoing conflict. And most importantly, you will be willing to accept your role and your accountability, your fault in having lived that lie and having brought about that truth. And number 12, admit that God's truth overcomes and defeats every independent fact and every natural truth. This was some great word. If you missed it, or if you got some friends, like if you called in halfway, or you got some friends or family who will be liberated by this topic today, 12 steps to living free by telling the truth. It will be posted on our website after 8 a.m. Eastern. That's F-E-E-L letter D. fire.com, feelthefire.com. Please, please text people, call them, tag them on social media. We are removing all clutter. We're going to have a successful 2017, and we have started your day off right this morning with more than motivation. I want people to be free. Please tell them and then invite them to tune in tomorrow at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. I'm Evangelist Rossi Williams. What are you going to do today? Remember, no one can hear you. Repeat after me. Today, I am free. Today, I am free because I will tell the truth. Say it again. Today, praise God, I am free because I will tell the truth. Go get your blessing.